Guten Tov Shin Pei. We're going to learn Sif Yedali, which I began last time. And having learned the halachas of Pasaka many times, I was a little disappointed to realize that there's one major issue which, at least this time around, I'm not certain about the answer to the issue. Well, let me tell you the issue first, and we'll learn Sif Yedali together. And we'll see. As you know, Chazal asked, Pasakum, Bishalakum, Cholavakum, there are numerous Isureyakum that they forbade, and those are three of a kind, Pasakum, Bishalakum, and Cholavakum. Naturally, these Isurim are more kal than a Isidereisa. And the place where this comes up more than anywhere else is here in Sif Yedali, where we learn, and we learned this last week, that Pas Akum is Batal Barayv. Even though we know as a simple rule that every Isser, be it an Isser Deraisa or Isser Drabanan, every type of Macholes Asurais, Asur is Bimbein Aminei B'Naisen Tam, if it gives taste, it's forbidden. So if you have an Issa Drabanan, let's say you have a type of a treifus that's a Drabanan, or certainly Basa'if B'chalav that's a Drabanan, it asks B'shishim, there's no question. And you learn the whole first volume of Yeridaya, and there are no exceptions to that. Here, by Pasakum, we learn that there is an exception, and that is this halacha of Pasakum. And first let's learn what it says, and then I'd like to explain the area of questions. Sif Yedali, Kutach. I mentioned to you last week that Kutach is a dip. I don't know all the ingredients of Kutach, but I know three of them that I mentioned in Shas. One is some type of sour yogurt or milk fat, and the other is a lot of salt. It's a davar charif, a dip, very often a davar charif, and bread, moldy bread crusts that apparently melt or dissolve into the mixture to form the dip. There may be other ingredients. What? Kutach habavli. So this was a popular dip, and because of these three ingredients, it's mentioned in Shas, Lagabe Dava Charif, Lagabe Cholov, and Lagabe Pas or Chomet. Now,
is the moldy crust that dissolves in it, is that Roy Lachil HaShodom?
Apparently it is, because nobody mentions that as a heter. So, so let's see what it says here, and try to apply it. Now, there is an important taz l'gabi, the cholavakum aspect of kutach. We're going to put that aside for now. We're going to talk about the pas aspect of this sif. So we're learning Sif Yedali, and let's see the chiddush that we have here. Kutach shalai v'kechavim, mutter, vein p'chayshishin l'pas v'kechavim shavai. Even though the guy makes it with pas of a guy, pasakum, and it could be, we're not talking about paspalter, we're talking about real pasakum, which would be treif, or not kosher for our consumption. Nevertheless, once it's put into the mixture of kutach habavli, it becomes mutter. It's less than raif, it's less than a majority.
The
pas is less than a majority, less than raif of the mixture. Okay, v'chein kamakishin nisarav pashlo v'kechavim b'sham eichel, batal barayv. The Ramah says that pas akum is batal barayv bein balach bein biyavesh. Whether it mixes pas akum with pas Yisrael, yavesh biyavesh, you have rolls, you can't tell one from the other, or in a liquid, in a mixture. Avol osa la'arav kadei lochloi. You're not allowed to be mevatal isalach atchila. You're not allowed l'chatchila to mix it in order to eat it. A bitlos l'chatchila is also. So you couldn't l'chatchila mix the bread into the kutach, right?
Yeah, but I mean, when you said if that's the way you eat it, then it's not called bitlos l'chatchila.
if that's why you manufacture it, not if that's why you eat it. In other words, if you're doing it not for the taste. We once had a Taz by Ragli Devarim. They heat up honey in order to blend all honey, I don't know today, but all honey was always cooked in order to blend it, to make it uniform. And Mimela, the Ragli Devarim, the bee parts would melt. So that the Taz is a mutter, because you're doing it not because you want to melt the bee parts, because for other reasons. But here in the Kutach, you're putting it in for the taste. You're putting it in for test. Right. So now a Jew's not allowed to make it. But let's say a guy manufactured it. Okay, a guy went and he manufactured it. Right. So the yid can't mix it in. But once it falls into the mixture, so it's mutter, and there's no din that it's eiser b'neisen. Okay, now here I want to read to you a halacha by Bishul Akum and tell you what my shaila is. The question here is how to deal with bliyos of pasakum. A bliyah, we have ban is batel b'rov. Let's say somebody cooked pasakum in his pot. Okay, he had a toaster oven, and he took pasakum and he put it on the tray in the toaster oven. Does it aser the toaster oven? Now, I have no question that, let's say it does aser the toaster oven. Somebody wasn't aware of it. He put in more bread and toasted it. That bread is mutter, because in that bread, roiv is the original taste. We never say that the taste that comes from a pot into food is more than the original taste of the food. But the question is it mutla chatchila? Does pasakum aser kelim? Because we just learned, even though pasakum is batel b'rov, but eim aval in isla chatchila, you're not allowed lachatchila to mix it into a mixture. So the question on the table before us now is whether a blia of pasakum asers kalim or not. Okay, that's the question. Okay, that's a good question. Let's see. I'm going to read to you, and I'll answer your question. I'll read to you the end of Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, which you do not have. If it's Hashem, next week we'll start Hilchas Bishul Akum. And I'm hoping there's still adequate staff to do it in 2 weeks. Yeah, to do Bishul Akum Kuf Yud Gimel, which is also four sides. The last halacha in Kuf Yud Gimel brings another machlokes, the Rashba and the Ra'ah. You've noticed the Rashba and the Ra'ah have a lot of arguments about Pasakum, Bishul Akum. Listen to what I'm reading to you from the end of Kuf Yud Gimel. Kalim shebishlu ben oivei kechavim lefaneinu. Now this is common, unfortunately, that people have help in the house, non-Jewish help, and they discover that they made a scrambled egg in a pan. Does that pan have to be kasher? Does the toaster oven have to be thrown out? You know, the kasher toaster oven. So if a guy made kosher ingredients, but the guy cooked something in the toaster oven, does that make the toaster oven or the pot or the pan, does it make a treif? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kalim shebishul ben oivei kechavim lefaneinu, Devarim sheyesh ben mishum bishul akum, Tzrichin hechshir. The first shita, which is Mechaber Paskins, is that you have to kasha the kalim. That it asks the kalim, it says on the side, Tur b'shem Rashba. Why? I'll tell you why in a minute. V'yesh shaymrim, the Ra'ah disagrees, she'ein tzrichin. And the Ra'ah says you don't have to kasha. Why not? Because you're not going to socialize with somebody over the blias of kalim that he gives you. There's no chasnas on blias. The Rashba disagrees, because the Rashba we have once told you go basameikara, which means in the language of the Beragayla, he says kol she'asru chachamim plitasai kamayu. Whatever Chazal acid, it's bliya, it's plita, is also asa. Da'afil ha'shamnei shalgid, eini alam emini kedayshim, oise taruvais. Chen tzirei v'raitvai. V'chen kol isurim shemidavrayim. Once Rabbanim made it an Isser, it takes on the rules of Isser. So again, by Bishul Akum, it's a machlokes the Rashba and the Ra'ah. We pask and you have to kasha kelim. We are mekel, it says there, that even though normally you can't kasha klicheres, so by afil divrei mitzvichin hashem uklicheres megila shalosh pamim v'dayoi, neshinless is ekev derei. So we mekel not to throw out kelim over it. You could kasher it three times and rely on the day of the kashering three times works, and that's that. Salach l'maisa, if a guy cooks in your house, the kelim become asa. The question is this halacha true by afia as well, or not? Is bishul worse than pasakum? Or is bishul the same? Do we say bishul akum is worse? Now the rules are a kind of most stringent. The Shach there in Kuf Yud Gimel says, what about the question the reverse? We have a kula by afia that's batal b'raiv. We have a chumra by bishul that it asks kalim. So we're clarifying, does the chumra bishul apply to afia? Does the kula of afia apply to bishul? If bishul is more chumra, it's not batal b'raiv, that'll be a raya that you can't compare them. The Shach says no. Shach there, I'm still reading Kuf Yud Gimel, says in this bashul behem b'di'evet, bishul akum b'di'evet, yeshroi v'tavshul, shari, the bishul akum, bishul avikachavim b'telem b'roi, kalel simikuf yud gimel, that it's the same as afiyas akum, just like afiyas akum is baltu b'roi, so too bishul akum is baltu b'roi. Now that's a great kula. Bishul akum is baltu b'roi. On the other hand, the Shach is telling us that apparently, that Bishul Akum and Afiyas Akum can be compared, and that would seem to imply that a blia by Kalim by Afiyas Akum would answer Kalim because he compares the two. It's not absolute proof, but it seems to be that way. It seems to be that it answers. Now, there is a gra still there. The gra there in Kuf Yud Gimel Mem seems to hold that the blia of a afiyas akum of pasakum asers. Remember, we had a couple of weeks ago the case of the impanda, the knish, the impanda, which our Spanish speaking friend told us. Where are you, Avram? Avram, what's it called in Spanish today? A knish.
Empanada.
Okay, if you're ever in either Puerto Rico, Colombia, or downtown Manhattan, you ask for empanada. So anyway, empanada is it's a knish, right? It's a filled dough. Okay. Now there, we filled it with bishul akum. We filled it with it was fish in that case. And we want to peel off the dough and eat the dough. So he said there that the blia of the bishul akum asses the dough. That's what we said at that time. The gra in mem, again, I'm sorry, I'm reading from Kuf Yud Gimel, the ra'ah held that blia, that you don't have to kasha kalim. He held you don't have to kasha kalim because blias are not a problem. The gra there says, lo yishayach chasnas kai gavna. L'chayra ra'ila dvarav misimikov yabesiv yadalid by the panada, it should be a raya that there it only answers because we said that it's still nicker on the panada. Avalesa dub panada panadis oiser sham we paskin there that it's aser. We can't siv kimel can have a raya but panada shoiser that it answers. Now the truth is, as I'm reading it, this is only a raya blia bishul asers, because the fish is a blia. Okay. The language. One more point. The language of the Be'er HaGoyla, when he quoted the Rashba, The language of the Be'er HaGadol that I quoted was, the Rashba said, why is it Asur? It's Chasnus. Why should a Bliya be Asur? He said, Kol Shasru Chacham Plitasei Kamayu. Afil Hashamne Shalgir Deinu Amin Amin Kedai Shem Oysa Taru Vuseha. V'chein Kol Yisurim Shem Edivrayim. His language was that all Yisurim Asur one like the other. Which again implies, or at least is certainly mashma, that pasakum would asa bliyos. That's a serious thing that, unfortunately, in our day and age, it's totally uncommon, unheard of, to actually have real pasakum, meaning pas yogoi baked in his or her own oven. If it's not paspalti, you wouldn't take his kashrus concerns. You consider it treg, so it's not so common. It's only for someone who maybe is machmer on paspalter. Once you talk about paspalter, you could probably make lovely.
Didn't the Rav teach us when we were learning Hilchos Tolaim? I think it's the sheet of the Rashba. It says that it's like if you can't see it, if it's invisible, there's no mamadra.
Yeah, but if you taste it, it's not invisible.
Blias,
that's. But you never heard of Bas B'Cholam? I mean, right? A blias is nice and tam because it's considered it's still there. Tam ki ikker. The tam is like the ikker is there.
What
does the word magilin mean? What? Magilin.
Have you said
magilin
three times?
You kasha three times. There's a sheet.
Or cold water?
With pouring water. Or either in water. No, hot water. Magilin is hot water.
No, you only need to do that once.
No, no. The sheet of the Bala Iter is that all Kli Cheres can be kasha with three hagalas. We don't pass it to Bala Iter. But here was Seimacha. Now, I told you it is Pasakum, Bisholakum, and cholavakum. What about bliyos by cholavakum? So again, I'm looking ahead. This is Kuf Tezvav Sif Aleph in the Ramah. It's a very long Ramah, but it's right after where it says with the Shas letter Yud Dalet is there. By cholavakum, cholav shalav yekechavim, oiseres kelim shenispashal behen kishar iser. There, by cholavakum. Okay, it's if the Shach Yudal, the letter Yudal. Oiseres kelim shenizbashla behen kishar iser. Afal pi shein erak safik shemi iruba davatame. V'chen givin oiseyem. So cheese of a guy, or cholavakum, asis kelim. So we have that bishalakum is a machlaikis, no hat, we're talking about hat. Bishalakum is a machlaikis, and cholavakum, the Meiser or Amar Paskins that it asks the Kalim, and so
there's a difference between the Cholakum, the item is a Shach
Tray. Okay, so what you're saying is good. The Shach Yudalit and Kufyud Gimel says why by Cholavakum everyone answers, and by Bishalakum it's a Machloikis, Leidami LeBishalakum. Why? Yeshemim de'inay seres. It is a machlokes. Shani hasim ikuris midivrei machlis gzeres chasnas. There's no chefts of the yisur. Aval hacha, but by cholavakum gozum shum chashas aderaisa sheshim cholavatzlin. It's an important shach and lamed. This the shach is mechalek between two isad rabbanans. An isad rabbanan which is a chash of aderaisa, like cholavakum, afraid there's something that's also in a Torah in there. And a new drabbanon. Muktzah is like a new drabbanon. Muktzah is a drabbanon that is a new category. If it's if you're going to talk about, let's say, Bishul and Taldas Achama, it's a gzeri, you'll do a real malach. There's some drabbanons that are standalone drabbanons, and some that are chashash, that it'll do a deraisa. The shach is mechalek. There's a Reb Shimon Ashari Yosher who has an arichus on this idea. There's a nesivus that says all issa drabbanans are issa gavra, not issa chefza. It's nafkamina fi yom kippur. Has nafkamina fi yom kippur. Nesivus says, listen to this nesivus. He says, if you're over in issa drabbanan b'shaygeg, you don't need a kapara. Listen to his lamdis. says an isadai raisa yoiva b'shaygeg. He did an aveira. The person ate nevela b'shaygeg, but he ate nevela. But an isad rabbanon, he said not isa cheftza. It's a din. You have to listen to what the rabbi said. If you don't know that they forbade it, if you're unaware, and you ate it, so you didn't disrespect the rabbanon. You didn't know that they asked it. So Mameli says on a shaygeg, you don't need a kapara. Nafkamina, if someone sold you something that's not kosher, and this is rabbanon, and a person ate it, he's not entitled to a refund because nothing happened. Nothing happened. This is rabbanon. Mm-hmm. So in that, Rav Shimon is mechalik between an Issad Rabbanon and Tachshash Dairaisa, which he calls Issach Hefza, and now an Issad Rabbanon like Bishal Akum, which is just an Issad Gafim. Anyway, getting back to our sugya, I am a little novuch in whether Bliyais of Bishal Akum, again, Bliyais of Chalav Akum, Aser. Bliyais of Bishal Akum, it's a machlokes two shitas in the Shulchan Aruch. Bliyos of afias akum, that I'm not clear about what the halacha should be. It doesn't seem to say clearly here in the Shulchan Aruch one way or the other. There's no question b'di'eved if you use the keli, the food is mutter. The question is whether you're allowed to use the keli lechatchilo or not. In the Darkei Tshuva, he does bring the shaila and kuf yud beis of cotton peches. He brings from a prima godim in the rules of Hanogah Shoyel Umashel Nira de Pasakum Gamli Misha Nizer Einoy Seres Kalim Beplitasan. That doesn't ask a Kalim with the Plita. See, the prima godim says that it does not ask it. I am b'sefer ginzi yosef ala prima gadim. It's a pirush on the prima gadim. She hisigalav v'chiach the pasakum la'noyga b'yisser shava l'bishal akum gamlin yinakelim shetzuchin hechsher. So memela he brings here machlokes. It seems to be machlokes prima gadim and ginzi yosef probably be passing it to prima gadim. But the bottom line is that the issue of bliyais of Pasakum is something that I'm not really clear about. It doesn't seem to say more clearly than what it says here. The language of the Rashba over there in Kuf Yud Gimel, that it's not Shayachas to some Blias, but once they ask him at the Rabbanan, all these Surim get the same rules. He says, V'chein b'chol issa shal divrayim. You know, if you're talking about Bishal Akum, they say, V'chein b'chol issa shal divrayim, and you're probably encountering Pasakum in your discussion. So it would seem, at least from the Rashba, that just like he asks there, he asks here. That's what it seems. Yeah. Oh, so it's right, you mean? Interesting question. The Shita of the Rashba, the last Sif in Simon Sadik Ches and Sadik Tes, the Rashba Shita is that Mishtamish B'Shefa Mutter. The Rashba Shita is that if you have a pot that you cook your cholent in, and a spritz of hot milk goes on it, just a few dots of milk go on it. Now it's a problem, it's milachim. So the Rashba Shita is, since you Mishtamish B'Shefa, every time you use it, there's always 60 against that dot. Actually, you need 60 times the dot because it answers the belief. Let's say it's 60 times the whole thing. So the Rashba Shita is that it's mutter. You could use the lechatchila. The reason you can't use lechatchila is you might answer, but it can't answer. You always use 60 times. So the Rashba Shita is mishtam b'shef as mutter. So Rabbi Yeshua is saying over here where it's enough rife, in effect, you're always being mishtamish b'shefa.
So I don't sound like the time. Dishwasher should be the same thing, no? Dishwasher, it's kept on clean.
What does dishwasher have to do with shefa?
Shefa's cooking it a lot.
No, it means the amount of isser. If a dishwasher has one dot of isser, you'd be right. We're leaving a lot of dirt in the dishwasher, right? I don't know. I know some ladies that wash the dishes before they put it in the dishwasher. Anybody understand that? No, I know at least one Jewish woman who does it. That could also be. Our question is if they do put it in the pan. Obviously, you're right. It could be. Okay, at any rate, this is my suffix.
Rabbi, in the case of five powder, when you cook it, you make it pas Israel. So when the goy cooks the pas powder, the goy is cooking.
Goy is cooking it, yeah. You'd be right. If a Jew is mashbiach it, then that would be a heter, yeah.
So you can toast it, and then you're not
the kind of man. If your toasting is a heter, then you can do it. Not everybody wants to toast it, but... If you I wanted to bring the question about toasting. I wanted to give it out. What? Oh, sorry. I start saying, but the Kiddush is not a right. It's a blia of bishul akum. What? No, blias. Well, Rabbi Kivega there brings from Taisvis that it's nicker. That'll be the first Rabbi Kivega in Kufi Gimel. Says that in the case of the Pnadish, Hachagora, the Shumanira Vinika Be'em Besech HaPas. So you can recognize it. See, the Machlek is two Taisis in. It's Loshan. What? Because it's Nicker, it's Mashrev, it's not Nicker, it's Mutter, probably because it would be Batum Barayv. So that would be the
reason. What's the microwave
oven? What is that? Gabi Bishel?
Yeah.
So when we get to Kuf Yud Gimel, we'll discuss it. There are poskim that hold that a microwave is not bishul akum because it's not normal cooking. It's like steaming. That poskim that hold that you cook with steam, it's not. So okay, it could be, but it's not so common to cook. Usually microwaves are used for warming, but there's some things out there.
Years and years ago, I think. Look, they held it wasn't bishul, and okay. Others held it wasn't okay. Bishul.
Okay. The Ramesh has a tshuva about microwaves. It was published in, I think, in 73, in the volume that came out in 73. He talks about whether cooking in a microwave is a malacha on Shabbos. Obviously, pushing the button is using electricity, but the etzem bishul of microwaves, he says Rashi's lashon is that bishul b'chama is mutter because it's not the derech. It's not sure anything that's the derech to cook. Is Ramesha writes somewhat prophetically in the tshuva that the only reason people don't have microwaves is because it's very expensive. As soon as the price comes down, everyone's going to buy microwaves. That's what he writes, and that happened in many homes that they are microwaves. So he holds that on Shabbos at least the microwave is bishul. The guy bishul akum, the arpaiskim there are meikel on it, and I guess we'll get to it. We'll see. Okay, so this is. Now I do have to tell you, there's a Taz here, which talks about the status of what effect would be yogurt, legabe, cholavakum and cholav Yisrael. Oh, one more thing before. I'm talking about blias. I have to tell you that in, must have been about 1974 or 1975, I was a Pirchei leader in the Pirchei of 14th Avenue. And they gave out, at that time, Goldberg peanut chews for the snack, remember. Now, Goldberg peanut chews, at the time, had an OU, but it was dairy equipment. It was dairy equipment. And certainly, in Borough Park, at that time, most people were makbid on Chalav Yisrael. And there were Hasidish boys there, so they were makbid. So we weren't sure if it's right to give it out to kids whose parents are Machmen Chalav Yisrael or not. And I asked Rav Moshe at the time. And I told him the case. I told him the situation. And he said that on Stam Cholav you should be Machmer. But on Blias of Stam Cholav you don't have to be Machmer. That's what he said to me at the time. And what? Now, dairy equipment. Now dairy equipment you have to know. There are two types of dairy equipment. There's a dairy equipment where they cook a salad. Something that's salad. Say they have a cake that has milk or butter in it. So there, the dairy equipment is a consideration. If the keli is aser, it asers what's in it. Then there's dairy equipment that cooks a liquid. When I say a liquid, I mean something that runs through it. Like, for example, orange juice that's pasteurized on the same equipment as chalavako milk. Stam chalav milk. There, it's much more kuladik because the juice is mevatel the pipes b'shishim. When you cook something in a keli, we say the contents of a keli don't have shishim against the keli. That's our assumption. But when you have a pipe and things are running through it, so you can have hundreds, thousands of gallons of orange juice running through a pipe, in that mixture of orange juice, there's not enough blias of chalavakum to aser all of the juice. So therefore, it's much more kulidic. Now, the big question is how they make the cream of Oreo cookies. If they make it in that type of way, and then it's because it's dairy equipment, I believe. So the question is whether they make it that way and you have such a heter, or they don't make it that way and you don't have such a heter. So that's the issue. But, okay. Okay, regarding... there's a long Taz here. Probably we should learn the Taz, but to take the shortcut, first look at the Shach. We switch gears now. We switch to a quick discussion of Cholav Akum by the Kutuch. Excuse me? He probably meant as a Tziruf. I didn't ask him. He probably meant as a Tziruf. The kalim plus that, the two together. Maybe he meant kastam kalim ain't been a yaiman. I don't know what he meant. I only know I asked him and I got a psak and that's what I relied on. I can't tell you what he meant. There are many possibilities. I'm not sure. It is a nafkamina because, my concern that today's chalav akum is a suffix trefis, so there it's more of a concern. Now, it's still going to be batel b'shishim, even if it's treifus, so that would be mutter, but otherwise the kelim would be aser. If it's treifus, it could be it's nasan avela, but if it's all in one shefa, probably not. Okay. And anyway, getting back to cholav akum. Shachaveis, ein lochus shecholav shevi kechavim. Why aren't you worried about kutuch, about cholav akum? Right? I told you the ingredients we know are the smetna, the milk fats, and the salt, and the bread. So why aren't you concerned about cholav akum? He says, no, because of Pishva Abach B'Shem Hashal, Ayin Shah, Mechenim B'Chus Marma Rutenberg, Vayna Kaman Kuftezov. He doesn't explain. The explanation is, we have a understanding that butter can only be made from kosher milk. Butter can only be made from kosher milk. And Mikra Adin, butter doesn't need to be Chalav Yisrael. In Kuf Tesvav it says there are places where they're machmer on butter anyway. They're afraid for droplets of milk in the gumais of the butter. But the Mikra Adin is that even if you machmer on Chalav Yisrael generally, Chemesh Levi Kechavim, Ein Meichin Lanshi Amokim Shunayga Bei Heter. If you look at it and there's no drops of milk in the butter, which is our butter, so well, I'll get to it. But therefore, the butter is mutter. When I was in the dorm in Tarvadas, again in the 70s, they put out two trays of butter. They had the government butter, which was called Nachalav Yisrael, and then the Chalav Yisrael butter, and one was yellow and one was pale. I don't remember which was which. And, you took what you wanted. So that's the halacha there. Now, as an aside, I think what Mendy started to say is that the OU sent out a notification about probably a decade ago, I don't remember when, that today we live in a falcher welt. Nothing is made the way it used to be. And today, they make a lot of the products from milk, and they put in thickeners and enzymes or whatever, and then I think they included certainly the whipped butter, maybe all the butter.
I thought that was better.
Yeah.
More than 15
years ago. What did he say?
The red Rexone butter, yeah, is at the shop, because they put other there are other flavors. And
other flavor.
And other flavors. The salt, like, is cream and salt. Is the only. Is the only.
Okay. So anyway, what I'm talking about is this idea that it's not, it's not made that way anymore. But getting back here, the Shach holds that fat, butter, milk fat is mutter, because milk fat is like butter. If you make lam butter, you can be make lam milk fat. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says that by butter, which is hard or harder than yogurt or sour cream, butter, which is hard, so we say if there'd be milk, it would be in the gumais, and you'd be able to see it. But in a yogurt or a cream or butterfat, there, if there's a tzuchi cholov, there's a mixture of other milk in it, it would not be recognizable. And the Taz says it's aser. He says this sif is talking that somebody is a mashgiach. The guy is making kutach and he's a mashgiach. And he could see he's putting in kosher Chalav Yisrael smetna, and he's putting in pasakum bread. So the question is, if it's mutter, that's the case that it's mutter. Nukudas Akesef argues, disagrees with the Taz. We have here a machlaikis, which we'll come back to when we get to Bishal Akum, Shalaybim Akaima, a machlaikis Taz and Shach. If by yogurt the surim of Chalav Akum apply. Again, today, certainly they do apply, because yogurt is made out of milk by adding whatever it is that thickens it. But the real yogurt, if you're on a farm and you get off the butter fat off the top of the milk and you make it into a cream or into a yogurt, there it's a machlokes if the issur applies or not. Okay, let's learn the last two sifim, which are relatively simple. A sif tezvav. Not so clear exactly what the case is. Let's read the words. I'm not, but I'm pas palter. My friend Ruvain is not. Now, usually when I eat at a table, I have my own plate. I don't usually eat in the same plate as my friend. So it's a little difficult to know what the case here is. I'm eating bakara, so there are two possibilities. What are the possibilities?
Everyone brings their lunch to work. It could be buffet style.
Either could be as a serving plate. Right. So, but has or each person brought his own and put it in the serving plate, and everyone's taken back out of the serving plate. It's a little funny. I don't eat his stuff. My stuff is pas Yisrael. His stuff is halter. We're putting it all in one serving plate, and then I'm going to take back out mine and not his. A little strange. Or it could mean what? Or it could be a dip. Okay, we put it in. You see, then it would be batel b'raiv. Any bread that fell in. Because in a dip, the bread is batel and kutach b'raiv. The other thing could be is that if you hope lias arasir, then it would make sense. I'm invited to his house. I'm eating by him. I'm not going to pass Yisrael. But the kalim that I'm using, I'm eating a knish, and I'm not going to pass Yisrael knish, and the dough being pass Yisrael, and he's not. I'm eating in his hot keli. So it could be one or the other. Either way, Shulchan Aruch says, if I'm eating with somebody else, Mishaydin is a mimenu, va'af, alpisha tapas and chav mis'ar v'pas Yisrael, even though the taste of pasakum is missing, mixing with pas Yisrael, ain't a chayshish, I don't have to worry. But the evidence certainly batel b'raiv, but even l'chatchila, you're allowed to do it. I guess this means, like we had last week, als Eva, Machlaikis, it's Mutter. Right. Haga, Yeshaimim, Mishanizma, Pasha, Vikichavim, Va'ichlem, Acherim, She'enim, Nisarim, Mutter, Lechol, Imam, Mishum, Eva, V'Ktata. Some are even more Megal. That if you're eating together with people that are not Makbid, so then you're allowed to eat together with them Mishomeva, Viktata, Hailvim, Lo Yachlima, and Pas, Shuikra Suda, because nowadays, if you don't eat bread in a meal, no one looks at you strange, because nobody wants to eat bread in a meal, because Nebuchadnezzar have to bench. But in those days, at least, if you're not going to eat, well, let's say the meal is primarily a knish of some sort, a dough of some sort. So it's going to cause Eva and Katata, Hitiro Le Mishomeva. Ve'en lo may mekan l'shari surim. Don't think that all isurim are mutter. Ein lo may mekan l'shari surim. But it's mutter mishameva. Shach hafei says, ayin le'el k'sav katan chaf aleph. They said, that's only if one is eating with two or more. The person who's machmir is eating with multiple people who are not machmir, then there's eva. If it's one and one, what? Yeah, I tell you, there's no eva if someone's more mekel. But someone's more machmir, then there's eva. I'm not good enough for you. People feel bad. You know, I'm not good enough for you. There is eva. That's the Metzius. Metzius is that there's eva. You know, I know people machmir nachal of Yisrael. And when their friends are not makbid, you know, so they're makbid, you're not makbid. I know people who are not makbid, and when they see people being makbid, you know, like they want to bite him like a, you know, like a chamor. What's the lashon that that the Gemara uses? Right, Rabbi Kiva said that when I saw a makbid, I wanted to bite him. It's just human nature. You say I'm not good enough for you. It's human nature. So at any rate. This is an it's interesting heter. You don't have it by other things. You can't do other averis. So you can't learn. It says ein lo may mizel shari surim. Ein lo may mizel shari surim. That's what it says. So here they were. You have to remember the Ramah shita was that paspalt is mutl chetzila. So I don't know how much of a raya it is halach lemaisa. From the sheet of the Ramah. At any rate, this is Sif Tezvav, Sif Tezayin. Yesh Mishaimer Shanizim Mipasev Kichavu Baderech. If you're makbid on Pasakum, I spoke to you about, you come to a rest stop. You're traveling, and sometimes, you know, it's not just that you're hungry, but sometimes people are tired. If you're tired, you take something to munch along the way. It keeps you up on the road. So, Yesh Mishaimer Shanizim Mipasavik Echav Mevu Baderech. He wants to buy something. Im Yesh Pashal Yisrael Ad Dalad Milin Yamtin. If it's up to 4 milin away, which is 72 minutes traveling, you shouldn't buy it. Now Dalmin is on your way, not out of your way. Out of your way, it's 18 minutes. On your way, Dalad Milin. Same thing with traveling for Minyan or washing. So Adami Yamtin finds out the Nagel Lahakal. The Ramah says he can be Mekel in general. He's talking about Paspalter. But at any rate, the din here of is the din of Dalam Milan. Now that means that if there's nothing within Dalam Milan, you could be Mekel. I have here a machshava. Just tell me if I'm right or wrong. I have no Maramachim. If someone's Makman on Paspalter and he wants to stop being Mekel. So there's no question, he needs Hataras Nadarim. It's a minik taif. So you have to be matter neder. You might have a good reason. You say, till now I lived in Brooklyn, it was easy to be makbid. Now I'm going out, moving out out of town, or I'm going to work in a place where there's nothing, so I want to be makbid. So there's no question, you have to be matter neder. It's a typical minik taif. Now what happens if I'm makbid on paspalter? I find myself traveling out in the sticks, and I want to buy a bag of pretzels of paspalter. So I don't have a people to be matan eder. So it seems in the Shulchan Aruch that I don't have to be matan eder. Why not? What's the answer? What's the answer? Why not? What? Because the minig in the first place, I was naive to be machmir where you can be machmir. The situation changes. That's not my minig. The machloik is the shach and dogum revava in Hilchas Nedarim. Yishabura brings in Hilchas Tainus. Somebody who's noyig, let's say, to fast Bahab, or he fasts Yom Kippur Katan, or he fasts Erev Rosh Hashanah, and 1 year he's sick, so he can't fast. Does he need Ataras Nadarim? The Shach says you need Ataras Nadarim. So someone that got old, his whole life he fasted Bahab and Yom Kippur Katan, he got elderly, he can't talk to him to fast, he says he should be Matan Ed. Dogum Ravava disagrees. Dogum Ravava says, no. He was makabel to fast when he feels well. He was never makabel that when he doesn't feel well, he's not going to fast. That's the Dogon Ravav's argument. There's a pshara brought in a number of achrayim. I think the Mishabur brings in Sharatzian. That depends. The shach means that he's stopping permanently. He said he got old, he can't do it anymore. If you're stopping permanently, you need a taras and dar. If you plan to keep the minig, but this year you don't feel well, so then you don't need to be matineh. That's sort of the pshara between the two shitas. Interesting. I think the Mishnah Berurah says the chatchila to be matan like the shach, and he brings this pshara as ikar adin. The chayra from here should be a raya. Here the person's bederech and he's going to be makel because that's the original takana. It could be it's different. It's original takana. It says in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe it's different. But anyway, that was my machshava to be medama this to that. Mechab is coming to tell us that if it's within Dalad Milan, you have to wait. He's coming to tell you the Chumra.
He's telling you that if it's within Dalad, you've got to go get it.
Tell you the Chumra. Yeah, it's true.
He's not telling you you're going
to have Pasha. His language is telling you the Chumra, you have to wait. The fact that it's Mutta when nothing else is available is Taka Pasha. It's Pasha Lighted. Yeah. There's a rule on the Yesh Mishayim in the Mechaber that it doesn't mean he's not paskening that way. It means he found it only in one Maramakim. That's a klal in the Yesh Mishayim. It never means you don't pasken that way. It means if you'll find chalkim, so I didn't find anybody else talks about it. But that's the way the place can be. Anytime the Mechaber says Yesh Mishayim, we had it once before. See, we had in Sifhei, also Yeshayimim. But the Ramah, yeah, Ramah's make a legamri. Ramah's Bechal make a legamri on Pasken. Okay, I'd like to give out this Daf HaKashrus. And Daf HaKashrus regularly has a Loibosi Alola'ira column, which is written extremely well by a big Talmud Chacham, and records the pass it around, records the halachis. And this is just it's fascinating. First of all, the Kachet HaTeira of Rebelski, and the whole application of the halachis. I'm sorry, the copies are not that clear. The original was, but it's definitely readable. So I'd like to read it to you. I know you're capable of reading, but just let's read it together. Okay? Let's start from the second paragraph. The second paragraph. A related halach is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Our sugya. If a nochri baked bread without Jewish involvement, even if the bread already formed a crust, can still become Pas Yisrael so long as the bread benefits from more baking, Mashbiach. Even if the bread was removed from the oven, some permit having Yisrael return it to the oven as long as it will still improve the bread. What is meant by still improving the bread? Does improving the bread only help until we reach Gemar Afia, until it's fully baked? Or does it even include Mitznamek V'yafaloi? Does it include an additional improvement? It is a fully baked bagel. That's pas palter. And Yisrael toasts the bagel, thereby improves it. Would it now be considered pas Yisrael? This is the question I mentioned, whether toasting is adequate. Also, how does this relate to Bishul Yisrael? If a nachri cooked potatoes, and they're fully cooked, and Yisrael places them in his chalent, they improve further cooking. This is included in the heter of the Ramah. Now, here it's very important. If the potatoes are awesome, the whole chalent is awesome. Because it would ask the chalent, and it's right at least, it would ask the chalent. But so he talks about this shaila. He brings a little bit of the Maramakimus, but he brings on the second column, Rebelski Zitzal disagreed. He held any improvement to bread, even toasting a bagel, was enough to create Pas Yisrael. However, regarding Bishol, the Yisrael must add to the cooking before it reaches Gemar Bishol. Mitzam V'yafle is not enough. So Rebelski is Machalik. We had a number of Chalukim. That by Bishul Akum, its stomach is not good enough. But by Afia, toasting is enough. Rebelski did not consider these to be contradictory rulings, since the halacha Bishul Akum are fundamentally more chamer than the halachas of Pas, which we saw. Should be noted, this and that, to point out, just warming up bread is not sufficient. It must be an added level of baking, such as a thicker crust. That's Rebelski's shita. Now, Yibad L'chaim, Rav Shechta was uncertain about this leniency. He argued that we not find any Rishon who differentiates in this manner between cooking and baking. Since the wording of the Shulchan Aruch is to be machmir, that mistamah for yafalei does not help for cooking, we must also be machmir, that mistamah for yafalei does not help regarding pas. Now this is a very important point that Rav Shechta is making. In the Din of the Gemara, there are a few differences between pas and bishul. Most of the differences are post-Gemara. In other words, the Paspalter is based either on Yerushalmi or on an understanding of Rishayim that Rabbi Yechon in the Gemara is not a definitive psak. A lot of the coolers are later. I told you that Chitoy, Nipoch, and residual heat, the bypass, is post-Gemara heter that they will make because of the rule that they were more meikel. The Shechter holds that the Dina de Shulchan Aruch, Pas, and Dishul go with the same rules. I began our discussion by wondering if the Chumrah of Bishul Akum that an Asas Kalim applies to Pas Akum. It would seem that, at least according to Rav Shechter, that the rules of Pas, unless you see differently, should apply to the rules of Bishul should apply to Pas. And therefore, to be machmir. Now he does add, if the bread was deep fried by Yisrael and turned to bagel chips, it would no longer be considered paspalta. Why this? He brings that if the food is totally changed into something different, he brings that chulkideis, but he brings that it's okay. Now the bottom, which is really the next page, I just cropped it and put it into this page. Panko bread, I mentioned to you last time, panko bread is baked by passing a strong electric current through the dough. I don't know who thought of this, but if you put an electric current through a dough and it bakes the whole dough.
It's like quicker than baking, like a microwave.
Okay, that explains it. Okay. Rav Shechter ruled. Okay, Rav Shechter ruled that strictly speaking, Pas Yisrael does not apply to panko, since this is a new form of baking, is not included in the original gezeira of Pas Akum. Says that panko bread should not be an issue of Pas Akum. However, if Pas Yisrael will be printed on the packaging for those who want to be machmir, then Yisrael must contribute to the baking. You can't write Pas Yisrael. The difficulty is that there's no fire to turn on. What's the Jew going to turn on? The Mashgiach cannot simply turn on the fire and go home. We would need to remain in the plant for the entire run, which can be several days, and continuously operate the machines. This is not practical, probably for financial reasons. Instead, the Mashgiach should turn on the dryer. Listen to this. After the bread is baked with electric current, it is crumbled and placed through a dryer, which changes it from bread into dried bread crumbs. Panko bread is not served as bread. It's made into breadcrumbs. Although the bread was already baked, toasting the crumbs is an improvement. According to Rav Belsky, this can now be considered Pas Yisrael. Even according to Rav Shechter, in this case it would help, since we could say, Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. The first baking is done with electric current, second baking is done with fire. I think he means Yesh Afiyah Achar Bishul. But he writes a different form of cooking, and therefore he's Mekel. So we have here, I guess, highlighted a current. I assume he did, but it doesn't say clearly. But I assume he has. So toasting it, which seems. Is that true? Does anybody eat smoky muffins? All muffins are toasted. The non-muffins toasted. People eat it regular. Sorry, some people eat it. Some people eat it. Okay, what do we do every year, Erev Sukkot? We have shir usually. Huh? Do we have shir usually, Erev Sukkot? We can start Bishul Akum. I don't want people lose the first. You don't count. You're an Israeli. You're just visiting. I don't want to start and people are going to miss the first, the beginning. You know what? Next Sunday, I'll do some Hilchos Sukkos, Arba Minim, and then the Sunday after Yom Tov, we will start Sunday Parshas Noach. We'll start Bishul Akum. That's a pshara family. I cook a bed shot to one and all. I ask mechila from anybody for anything I may have done. Please be Michael me and say yes. Everybody, Michael me.
I'll be Michael me.